Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NTPC Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Institutional Equities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shubhdeep Mitra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, friends. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, welcoming you all to the fourth quarter FY25 results call of NTPC Limited. We have with us today Mr. Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, along with the senior management team of NTPC Limited. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Srinivasan for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. I am Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance of NTPC and NTPC Green Energy Limited. It's truly a privilege to welcome you all to our Q4 and financial year 2025 earnings conference call. Today I have with me the management team that has been driving our performance and growth. I have with me my colleague directors on the board, Sri Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel, Sri K. Shanmugam Sundaram, Director Project NTPC and NGL, Sri Ravindra Kumar, Director Operation NTPC, Sri Anil Kumar Jadli, Director Human Resource NTPC, and few other key members of our senior management team. As you are aware, earlier today we have released our audited financial results for the quarter and financial year ending March 31, 2025. Operational financial snapshot has already been uploaded under the investor updates section of our website. I would like to take this opportunity to walk you through our journey this year, a journey marked by new milestones, strategic initiatives and significant achievements. FY25 has truly been an eventful year for the NTPC group. One of the significant milestones was the successful listing of NTPC Green Energy Limited on November 27, 2024. This milestone positions NGL as a frontrunner in India's renewable energy landscape and underscores NTPC's unwavering commitment to leading the nation's energy transition. We are particularly proud of this achievement as it represents the culmination of our vision to create a sustainable energy future for the country. During FY25, we have made major progress in expanding our renewable energy footprints. By year-end, the NTPC's group commercial capacity has reached an impressive 79,930 megawatt, with NTPC's standalone capacity standing strong at 59,413 megawatt. Of the 3,972 megawatt capacity added in FY25, 3,312 megawatt comes from renewable energy sources, underscoring our commitment to transition and a diversified energy portfolio. Our operational and financial performance reflects our commitment to excellence and sustainable growth. I am delighted to share that our generation performance has been impressive. The NTPC group generated 439 billion units in the financial year 25, registering a growth of 4% compared to 422 billion units in FY24. On a standalone basis, NTPC's gross generation increased by 3%, rising from 362 billion units to 373 billion units. Our thermal fleet continues to set industry benchmark in operational efficiency. NTPC's coal plants received a plant load factor of 77.44% during FY25, thus outperforming the rest of India coal PLF of 67.23%. Seven of our stations features among the top 15 performers in the All India PLF rankings, a testament to our operational excellence. NTPC's coal stations PLF of 77.44 is the highest in the last 7 years. NTPC's coal plants recorded their highest ever single day output of 1.15 billion units on February 19, 2025. Turning to our fuel management front, we have made remarkable strides in ensuring fuel security. In FY25, we procured a total of 253.26 million metric ton of coal, marking a healthy increase of 5% from 241.21 MMT in the previous years. Of this, only 2.26 MMT was imported coal, which is lower than the 9.57 MMT of imported coal procured in the previous fiscal. We have invested 12,380 crores in developing our coal mines on standalone basis, contributing to a regulated equity growth and resulting in additional revenue stream for the company. I am further pleased to inform you that our achievement in captive coal production has been steep, with a 29% year-on-year growth from 35.64 MMT in financial year 24 to 45.82 MMT in FY25. This has ensured long-term fuel security for our operations. Now I'll share the financial highlights that underpin our healthy growth. On a standalone basis, NTPC recorded a total income of 45,813 crore rupees in Q4 FY24, representing a 4% increase from 44,221 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. I am pleased to report that our profit after tax stood at 5,778 crores for Q4 FY25, up by 4% from 5,556 crores in Q4 FY24. For the full fiscal year, our total income grew by 5% to reach 1,74,414 crores. Compared to 1,65,707 crores in FY24. For the full year, PAT grew by an impressive 9%, reaching 19,649 crores versus 18,079 crores in FY24. On a consolidated basis, the NTPC's group's total income for FY25 rose by 5%, amounting to 1,90,862 crores, compared to 1,81,166 crores in FY24. Our group PAT registered a robust growth of 12% to reach 23,953 crores. This growth was significantly bolstered by a 35% rise in the share of joint venture profits, which reached 2,214 crores. Additionally, NTPC subsidiaries' profit rose by 6%, reaching 4,139 crores. Dividend income also witnessed substantial growth, with 2,092 crores accounted for in FY25 from our subsidiaries and JVs, compared to 1,630 crores during FY24, truly a testament to the value creation across our group entities. For FY25, the Board of Directors have recommended a final dividend of 3.35 per share, subject to approval by the shareholders at the upcoming annual general meeting. As you may be aware, interim dividend totaling to 5 rupees per share have already been paid during FY25 in November 2024 and February 2025. Accordingly, the total dividend for FY25 amounts to Rs. 8.35 per share, representing an increase from 7.75 per share in the previous financial year. Standalone regulated equity for the conventional power and mining business as on 31st March 2025 is 90,902 crores, which was 87,713 crores in the previous year, registering a growth of 4%. On a consolidated basis, regulated equity as on 31st March 2025 is 1,08,791 crores, which is 4% over last year's figure of 1,04,331 crores. International ventures and new business horizons are expanding NTPC's footprint, creating additional revenue streams. In Sri Lanka, the 50-megawatt solar project at Sampur has advanced with agreement signed in April 2025, marking a major step in regional renewable energy cooperation. Our consultancy assignments as project management consultant for 6,620 megawatt of solar projects under the International Solar Alliance enhances our international presence. As regards power trading, our subsidiary NVVN performance has been quite excellent, achieving 41.45 billion units in power trading, up by 18% year on year. NTPC's growth narrative is driven by strategic investment and capacity expansion. During FY25, the group capex rose to 44,636 crores, making a notable increase from ₹35,385 crores in FY24. On a standalone basis, capex recorded strong growth, reaching 22,965 crores from 19,444 crores in the previous year. Our average interest rate on borrowings during FY25 was 6.61%, slightly lower than 6.67% in FY24. NTPC board has granted investment approval for 8 gigawatt of thermal capacity during FY25 with an estimated cumulative cost of 1 lakh crores, which will lead to robust capacity expansion in the coming years. Currently, 33.7 gigawatt of capacity is under construction, comprising 16.9 gigawatt of coal, 2.2 gigawatt of hydro, and 14.6 gigawatt of renewable energy projects. Beyond our thermal and renewable projects, we are also taking significant strides in energy storage to support India's grid stability and renewable integration. I am pleased to share that NTPC Group is working on pipeline of pump storage projects to the tune of 20 gigawatt in NTPC and its hydro subsidiaries. We will see our first 1,000 megawatt PSP commissioned through TERI PSP in FY26 with 3 to 5 gigawatt more by FY32. PSP assets offer over 40 years of operational life and attractive regulated returns. As critical infrastructure for India's renewable transition, they add long-term stability to our energy portfolio, ensuring sustainable growth while advancing energy security and climate goals. We have completed preliminary feasibility reports for 18 projects and detailed project reports for 4 projects are in the advanced stage, thus moving towards increased energy storage solution in our portfolio. In alignment with India's net zero commitment by 2070 and the national target of 100 gigawatt nuclear capacity by 2047, NTPC has set an ambitious goal to develop 30 gigawatt of nuclear power. Our approach is two-pronged. First, through Ashwini, our joint venture with NPCIL. In FY24-25, the Government of India approved Ashwini to build, own and operate nuclear power plants. We are in the process of executing Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project comprising of 4 units of 700 megawatt reactors. Secondly, we have incorporated NTPC Parmanu Urja Nigam Limited in January 2025 as a wholly owned subsidiary to explore advanced nuclear technologies including pressurized water reactors, small modular reactors and fast breeding reactors. We have identified 28 potential sites across states like UP, MP, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and others with MOUs already signed with the Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh government. This strategic expansion into nuclear power diversifies our energy portfolio to stable long-term assets that will drive substantial growth for decades to come while supporting India's energy security and climate goals. Sustainability remains at the center of NTPC's growth strategy. Our commitment to reducing environmental impact is evident in our ongoing efforts to install flue gas desulfurization system across all operational units. By the end of FY25, we have commissioned 19,730 megawatt of FGD capacity and work is progressing rapidly for an additional 48,710 megawatt. Additionally, 1454 megawatt of FGD capacity is currently under award. I am particularly proud of our achievement in biomass co-firing. during FY25, we procured 7 lakh metric tons of biomass, a remarkable fourfold increase from the previous year's 1.7 lakhs metric tons. These efforts not only reduce emission but also create sustainable livelihood opportunities for farmers and help address the critical issues of stubble burning. Let me now highlight the performance of NTPC Green Energy Limited. During FY25, NGEL added 2,977 megawatt of renewable energy capacity, bringing its total commercial capacity to 5,902 as on March 31, 2025, a steep increase of 2,925 megawatt a year earlier. NGEL's generation performance has been equally impressive, producing 6,828 million units in FY25, representing a growth of 20% from the 5,712 million units generated in the previous year. Despite some weather-related challenges, NGEL's station delivered a commendable capacity utilization factor of 24.07%. The financial metrics are equally robust. NGEL's total income for FY25 surged by 21% to 2466 crores compared to 2038 crores in the last year. Total EBITDA also rose significantly by 19% in FY25 to 2172 crores compared to 1819 crores in the previous financial year. NGEL's operating EBITDA margin has improved to 90.04% in Q4 FY25 as compared to 85.96% in Q4 FY24, underscoring the robust profitability of our renewable business. Capital investment remains a strategic priority for NGEL. During FY25, we incurred a consolidated capex of 12,914 crores, substantially higher than the 8,996 crores spent in the previous year. NGEL's growth-oriented approach has driven a 50% increase in total contracted and awarded capacity, which stand at 17,277 megawatt as at 31st March 25, compared to 11,571 megawatt as at 31st March 2024. I am pleased to share that NGEL's has secured several notable wins in the tariff-based competitive bids during FY25. NTPC Renewable Energy Limited achieved a significant milestone by securing 1,000 megawatt in a solar power auction held by Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation Limited at a competitive tariff of 2.56 per kilowatt hours. Other notable achievement includes securing 500 megawatt and 670 megawatt solar capacities in SECI and NHPC auctions respectively, both featuring integrated energy storage solution. In total, we have secured 2,570 megawatt of TBCB bids during the financial year. To accelerate our renewable growth trajectory further, NGEL has forged several strategic partnerships. NTPC Rajasthan Green Energy Limited, a 74-26 JV with RVUNL to develop renewable parks and green hydrogen projects with up to 25 gigawatt capacity. AP NGEL Harit Amrit Limited, a 50-50 joint venture with New and Renewable Energy Department, Development Corporation of Andhra Pradesh Limited to develop RE projects up to 25 gigawatt capacity, PSP up to 10 gigawatt capacity and green hydrogen project. NTPC UP Green Energy Limited, 5149 JV with UPRVUNL to establish renewable project in Uttar Pradesh. Mahagenco NTPC Green Energy Private Limited, 5050 JV with Mahagenco to focus on renewable parks in Maharashtra. ONGC NTPC Green Private Limited, 5050 JV with ONGC Green Limited to explore offshore wind and other renewable energy initiatives. It is pertinent to mention here that ONGPL has completed acquisition of 100% equity stake in Ayana Renewable Power Private Limited on March 27, 2025. Ayana, a leading renewable energy platform, has capacity of 4,112 megawatt, comprising of 2,123 megawatt of operational and 1,989 megawatt of under construction assets. Its portfolio is backed by high credit rated off-takers. NTPC Mahapreet Green Energy Limited, 7426 joint venture of NGL and Mahatma Phule Renewable Energy and Infrastructure Technology Limited, will be engaged in business of developing, operating and maintaining renewable energy parks, including UMREPP, RE projects comprising of solar, wind, hybrid, with or without storage, up to 10 gigawatt capacity in Maharashtra and any other state in India. JV agreement with CSPGCL, Chhattisgarh, 7426 partnership for development of renewable energy projects up to 2 gigawatt capacity. Additionally, MOU has been inked with Madhya Pradesh, MPPGCL for setting up of project comprising of solar wind hybrid with or without storage up to 20 gigawatt or more in Madhya Pradesh. All these agreements with the state government's utilities further strengthen NGL's leadership position in India's clean energy landscape. As regards green hydrogen initiatives, NTPC continues to lead the nation's green hydrogen journey, from launching the Green Hydrogen Mobility Project in Leh to inaugurating India's first green hydrogen hub in Andhra Pradesh. Our initiatives are paving the way for cleaner and greener tomorrow. These projects, complemented by MOUs for hydrogen mobility solutions in Odisha and Gujarat, demonstrate our unwavering focus on innovation and sustainability. The year has delivered prestigious accolades affirming NTPC's dedication to excellence and global leadership. NTPC earned a place on the Time Best Companies Asia Pacific 2025 list. One of our group companies secured the first prize under Best Industry category in 5th National Water Award for Water Conservation. We have received multiple honors for CSR and digital transformation, showcasing our innovative driven growth. Furthermore, the Forward Faster Sustainable Award 2025 and Netra's National Intellectual Property Award 2024 inspire us to elevate our research and development and sustainability practice, strengthening our market reputation and investor appeal. As we move forward, we remain committed to our mission of providing reliable, affordable and sustainable power for India's growth. Our strategic focus on expanding our renewable portfolio, enhancing operational efficiency and driving technological innovation positions us well to meet the evolving energy needs of our nation. With that, I conclude my opening remarks. My colleagues and I would now be happy to address your questions and hear your perspectives. Thank you for your attention and continued interest in the NTPC's journey. Over to Shubhdeep. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset when asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thanks for the operational financial presentation which you uploaded. That's very helpful. So my question is, the first question is, you share a detailed portfolio of RE capacity. We are looking to add around 14 gigawatt on NGEL. Is it possible to also share the PPA status for the NGEL portfolio? Broad number where the PPA is there and PPA which you're using.
The PPA?
PPA details are there, uploaded?
Yes, sir.
NGL details are on the contacted and LOA. The the PPA status is missing. Am I not wrong?
One second. What we can do is we can separately give it to
you. It offline, sir. Understood, sir.
But the question of detailing, we can...
Sure. My second question is, sir, on the commissioning and commissioning target for FY26 and FY27, if you can help on the conventional side and on the RE side separately.
Yeah, as far as the expected COD is concerned, first of all, let me take financial year 26. On a standalone thing, we expect a capacity of 2019 megawatts. This is coming from our Bar 1 Unit 3, 660 megawatt, and North Karanpura Unit 3, 660 megawatt. And renewables, in the first quarter, we are expecting a megawatt addition of 699. So, in standalone, it would be 2019. But considering the JVs and subsidiary, it will be a total of 9,787 megawatts. This would comprise of Patratu Unit 1 and 2, 1600 megawatt. THDC Khurja Unit 2, 660 megawatt. THDC Hydro Pump Storage Project, 1000 megawatts. And renewables will be around 6,527 megawatts. So all this put together would be 9,787 of JV subsidiary capacity. NTPC group as a whole would tally to 11,806 megawatts. If I may just give the breakup of for this further breakup into thermal, thermal total will be 3,580 megawatt, hydro total will be 1,000 megawatt, and renewable total would be 7,226 megawatt, chiefly coming from the NGL group, but there will be some capacities from NTPC also and some of the other subsidiaries also. So the grand total would be 11,806 for financial year 26. Coming to FY27, on a standalone basis, it would be 660 megawatt. This would be coming from TTPS, Talcher, 660 megawatt. And as far as the JV and subsidiary are concerned, it would be 9,244 megawatt, comprising of Patratu Unit 3, 800 megawatt, THDC Hydro, Vishnugarh Pimpalkot will be 444, and so to add the whole standalone plus JV subsidiary, the tally would be 9,904 megawatt, of which thermal will be 1,460, hydro will be 444, and renewable total would be 8,000. So grand total will be 9,904 megawatts. No.
Understood, sir. The last question, so what explains the rise in JV income during the quarter? The number is citing the higher side, 630 odd crore compared to 430 odd crore in the last quarter, and in the prior year it was 212 crore.
You're talking about the profitability?
There is a joint venture income, sir. Joint venture line income in the on the consolidated accounts.
Full year report.
Are you talking about the full year or Q4?
The Q4 is good enough. Q4 number I'm talking about. Q4 there. Q4. 630 odd crore.
Yeah. So 633 is the share of profit of JV, which will comprise of, NTCL will be, is 106 crores. BIFPCL will be 155 crores. HURL will be 150 crores. APCPL will be 107 crores. Meja Urja would be 140. NSPCL would be 58, and there are other miscellaneous. So that the total would be 633.
Understood. Yes, sir. Thank you.
211 crore. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yes, sir. So what explains the difference between this year and the last year? This sharp move from 211 to 63. Which are the major contributor?
I just told you the breakup of 633.
That's good. Okay.
Do you want
to take it offline? I'll take it offline. Sir, I'll take it offline. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you and all the best. Sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik from ICICI Prudential. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. So my question is mainly related to the slippage in organic capacity in terms of thermal as well as NGEL projects. So just wanted to ask, since you mentioned to Mohit's question, that this year we are targeting about 6.5 gigawatts of renewables. So how confident are we that last year our organic capacity addition was 800 odd megawatts and this year we are almost going to 6.5 gigawatts? So how confident are we in achieving this target?
We are fairly confident. Our assessment is based on, what are all the projects under construction, both organic and inorganic. So we are pretty sure. And whatever is this slight slip up in the last year, that would add. So if you remember our initial assessment for the last year what we had given is 5 gigawatt for the financial year 25-26, but we have now improving it to 6.5.
Right, sir. And so the second question is, what are the main reasons behind the capacity delays? Is it the right of way or in transmission evacuation? So what are the main reasons for this for these delays?
These are the ground level situations, but I would pass it on this question to the CEO of NGEL for a better
Sir, last year the major slippages were primarily at Khavda and Bhadla. Khavda we had planned for a capacity of 1255 megawatts. But this got delayed primarily because of the cooling substation getting delayed a little bit, which got commissioned now lately in April, and we are going to start bringing the capacities of Khavda this year. We are planning in the Q1 itself around 600 megawatt, and then progressively this entire capacity will come as Director Finance has just said. Another slippage was at Bhadla 500 megawatt, which was because of the delay in the land transfer by Government of Rajasthan. Now that is also been done and the work has started there in September 24 and we'll make up for this lost time also.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. These are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand on the tendering, sir, on the thermal side. I think Meja is yet to be awarded and there were thoughts of Pobra and Anpara also getting awarded. So could you talk about that? Are there any delays that you're seeing on the thermal ordering front or awarding front that we had plans to do another 8 gigawatt of awarding?
Our director project will take on this question, Mr. Shanmugasundaram.
Previous year we have awarded 8 gigawatt. And coming to this Meja, we have PPA in place. We have got the environment clearance also. We are trying to work on improving the variable charges of Meja by coal reallocation. Meja is expected to award in the first quarter itself or it may by second week of July. Coming to Obra and Anpara, therein, the UP government is looking for coal from Northern Coalfields Limited, NCL. So, whereas the coal production at NCL is having some restrictions and they cannot go further. So they are trying to see what is possible. So Oberon Ankara is getting slightly delayed. Mega will be awarding by second week of July.
Understood, sir. And just on the thermal part, you know, there were articles, media articles also, you know, saying that we are looking to increase our thermal capacity, which was supposed to be 26 gigawatt under construction, to possibly about 30 gigawatts. Are there any, you know, internally, are you thinking on those lines of increasing your thermal targets as well?
See, last year we told 15.2, if you remember, out of which already 8 has been done. This year we are expecting 4. Then next financial will be expecting 4.8. Then the next financial year 1.6 gigawatt. This is the planning of NTPC at this instant.
Could you, sir, provide details on these capacities? These 4, 4.8 and 1.6?
Of course. Of course. For this financial year, 4 gigawatt will be from 2.4 from Meja, 1.6 from Lara Stage 3. For next financial year, we propose 1.6 gigawatt from Patra 2, our JV, then 800 megawatt from Jaguar, 800 megawatt from NSPCL Bilai, and another 800 megawatt from BRPCL Nabinagar 2. For coming to this 27-28, at this instant, we have two units lined up. One is Talcher Stage 3, another one is Barauni Stage 2.
Okay. So, Oberon Ankara, I assume now is on hold, at least for now.
At this instant, it is on hold due to this coal issue. And of course, and even water is also an issue there. At this instant, it is hold. We will see how it moves.
Right. Just one more question, if I can squeeze in. Any updates on Mahi Banswara? I think the initial thought was sometime in 25 we kickstart construction. How are things progressing over there?
In Mahi Banswara, we have got the clearance, siting clearance from ARB, we have got. Environment clearance also we have obtained. We are now trying to get the excavation clearance, say by July end. Once excavation clearance is there, then we go for award of all the EPC and etc. and all. So right now the first work contract is expected to be in the month of October 26 and the project is expected to come in operations from financial year 32.
Understood. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue for further questions. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. NTPC is targeting a record capacity addition in FY26. Of the 7,226 megawatt RE that you are targeting, could you give out or give us a sense of the phase out of how this capacity would come up in FY26, roughly between Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, so that we are better appreciate your performance through the year? That's my first question.
We are targeting around 7.2 gigawatt as a group in this financial year. In Q1, we are targeting around 1500 megawatts. Q2 would be around 1800 megawatts. Q3 would be again 1700 megawatt, and the balance would be around 2100 in quarter 4.
Okay, thank you so much. The second question is, we really appreciate the number of JVs that you are signing in NGEL, and if I add the aspirations across the multiple states with which you have JVs or the PSUs that you have JVs, it becomes even a bigger target possibly than the 60 gigawatt target that you had originally for 2032 for renewables. So just give us some sense that over the next 2 to 3 years, which JVs are likely to see meaningful capex on ground for the aspirations that have been outlined, and if you could also outline the capex or the capital that went into the ANA acquisition and what sort of valuation metrics that transaction was consummated at.
See, as far as our capacity addition is concerned, past, we can give you an overall figure for the year as a whole, which, you know, we have been saying that this year it would be 7.2 and next year onwards it would be on an average 8 gigawatt. But a 1-1-on-2 capacity of each of these JVs, we are not in a position to give right at this. This depends on how we progress on the land acquisition and power offtake agreement. So we'll keep you updating on this as we progress on this.
But at this stage, is my understanding right that, you know, bulk of the addition for, visibility that you have is on the basis of the projects where you, which you have won in, you know, NGEL as such, not the JVs. And at least for the next 2-2.5 years, meaningful addition in these JVs might not happen.
Yes. So what the JV arrangements are all basically is something which we can look at as a pipeline of prospective capacity addition. But whatever is the figure which we are giving for capacity addition over the next, this year and the next 2 years, is based on what more definitive awards and arrangements we already have in place.
Sure. And also on Ayana, if you could mention what the enterprise value of the transaction was and what is the sort of equity capital commitment that NTPC has made in the JV.
Enterprise value was 19,251 crores. The expected capital expenditure on attributable basis was 3,934. And so on a enterprise value on attributable basis would be 23,185. So we have a EBITDA steady state is 2,762, and that gives you roughly a 8.4x of EV EBITDA. So acquisition value was 3,152 crores for each of the partners, that is NGL and ONGC Green.
This is very, very clear. Just my last clarification is that of your total pipeline for renewables, how much is tied up into PPA and how much is awaiting PPA? If you could just break up that number.
We will give you a complete list of that as I mentioned to the earlier separately.
Thank you so much and wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Achipalia from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on CAPEX outlook for the standalone, including coal mining, plus the investments that you do in JV, and then the group CAPEX, if you can help on that number. And the second question was around, you know, the adjusted PAT for quarter four for consolidated standalone. Thanks.
Well, first of all, let me take 3 years at a time. This is current year and next 2 years. On a standalone basis, we expect a capital expenditure of 26,000 in the current year, 29,209 crores during the next year, and 32,452 crores in the year next, that is 27-28. So the total for the 3 years would be 87,661. That gives an average of 29,223 over the next 3 years. This as far as the standalone is concerned. And if you look at the group CAPEX, this current year it would be 55,920 crores. Next year it would be 97,363 crores. And the year next it will further raise to 1,12,172 crores. So that would be a whopping 2,65,455 crores, giving an average of 88,485 crores on an average. Hello?
Yes, sir. And then if you can help us with the adjusted PAT and the coal mining targets for next couple of years.
Well, coming to the adjusted PAT, first of all, for the financial year figure, our reported PAT was 19,649 crores. So our adjusted PAT would be, compared to the adjusted PAT, would be 18,016 crores, which would be compared to the last year's adjusted PAT of 16,405. It would be addition by 10%. That is 1,611 is the differential, which is a 10% rise above the last year as far as the adjusted PAT is concerned. What was your next question about mining? Can you please repeat?
Sir, coal, captive coal target for next year and year after?
Captive coal targets for the next year is 45 million metric tons, which would further raise to 50, 56, and 60 over the next 3 years. So we
have
an average of 7% increase year on year.
So last question on subsidiary profit. If you can help us with the breakup for year ending FY25. Thanks.
Our profit of subsidiary is 4,139 crores, and the share of profit of the JVs is 2,214. But more detailing the subsidiary profits, it would be 731 from THDC, NTPC Green offering 475, NVVN is 206, NIPCO is contributing 585. RGPPL is 1,751 crores, BRBCL is 389, and some other small two crores are there. So total would be 4,139 crores. This is 242 crores higher than the last year's figure of 3,897.
Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Sir, if you can also comment on what is the status of land and transmission connectivity for the projects that you intend to execute over the next 3 years.
This is as far as renewable is concerned or in general?
Yes, renewable.
Yeah. CEO NGL will elaborate on this.
Yes, sir, we have tied up almost 6 gigawatt of land bank, and another 8 gigawatt is in the pipeline. And likewise, we have the connectivity also for the entire capacity that we have tied up. And the details of it, we shall furnish.
So for FY26, it is safe to assume that you have land and connectivity in place for the entire...
Yes, FY26, the projects that we are targeting are all having the land as well as the connectivity.
And FY27, how much would be connected?
FY27 also, bulk of it is already contracted and is awarded, and we are also having the connectivity for these projects. So till FY25, FY26 and 27, we are fairly confident on a connectivity.
But you said 6 gigawatt for FY26 is the total land connectivity, right? Which is what your target is for FY26.
No, sir. What I told is that 6 gigawatt of land and connectivity is already, 6 gigawatt of land is already there with us, which we have already contracted. Apart from that, the projects which we have won through TPCB will feature on this, and the projects that are in the pipeline that we are having
for
those projects, we have already put in advanced connectivity applications, so which have also been granted.
And if you can also give a little more color on how difficult or easy has the process become now in terms of availability of land and connectivity? Some bit of qualitative color would be very helpful.
I think, sir, yes, connectivity is definitely going to be a challenge in the near future. The bulk of the connectivities are being discussed with CTU and are going to be then available in 2029-30. And as the renewable is growing up, well, land is also becoming becoming a problem. But we are going aggressively with the state as well as with our capacity building on the land.
So idea of tying up with different states on big capacities precisely because then, you know, this land, state governments are in a better position to arrange for the land. So that that brings us a lot of advantage in terms of so in all these projects, all these JVs, presently the land arrangement is in advanced stage. So that would give us a lot of comfort for, you know, taking up faster execution.
Okay. And most of the projects that you will commission will be CTO-based projects, right, for FY 26 and 27?
Yes, most of them.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arihant from Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for taking my question. First, I wanted to know what was the under-recovery number for this quarter, and can you also help with the adjusted consolidated PAT for Q4 and for full year?
The under-recovery, or in other words, the disincentive for, you know, would be 464 crores for the year as a whole. And for Q4, it was
recovery.
It was positive recovery of 4 crores. What was your next question?
Adjusted consolidated.
You want it for Q4?
Just fully adjusted console pack.
Yeah. See, the adjusted profit for Q4 was 5,231 crores, which compares to 4,108 PAT during last year.
Okay, this is the adjusted PAT, right, sir?
Adjusted PAT, which is a 27 year-on-year growth from 4108 to 5231 crores. As for the Q4,
consolidated.
Consolidated.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, and another question was regarding the Chhabra plant, the thermal power plant which we acquired. So just wanted to know the status of that. Has the acquisition been completed on that end?
We haven't acquired the Chhabra. We are at the stage of, you know, arriving at a solution for that. There are still some discussions underway as regards the modalities and also the coal arrangements. So we will update you at the appropriate time on this.
Okay. Then my last question would be, can you please tell, like, similarly for thermal capacity, how much we are planning to add in Q1, Q2, Q3, respectively this year?
Mr. Aryan, sorry to interrupt. No, the voice, there is a disturbance in your line. Could you repeat your question?
Yes. So, for thermal capacity, like how much would be added?
Sorry to interrupt again, Mr. Aryan. Your line is not clear. Mr. Aryan, your line is
not clear. My audible now?
No,
not at all audible.
Hello.
Until then, we'll move on to the next question. You can join back the queue, Mr. Aryan. We'll take up the next question. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we would like to remind that participants are requested to limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Atul Tiwari from JP Morgan. Mr. Latur, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you a lot. Sir, for Mahi Banswara project, what is the status of PPA and what will be the approximate CapEx?
The estimated cost of this Mahi Banswara would be 18 crores per megawatt, and so that would be a total of 50,400 crores estimated. Execution time would be 6 years, and the expected tariff is tentatively 7.5, between 7.5 to 8.5 rupees per kWh.
And so PPA has been signed here or will be signed by the time you award it by November?
See, PPA has not been signed, but there are some consenting states which has given a in principle consent. That is Rajasthan, 1400 megawatt, Gujarat, 510 megawatt, Chhattisgarh, 300 megawatt, and Andhra Pradesh, 560 megawatt.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for our day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Well, on behalf of the NTPC management and NGL management, I would like to thank all of you for your active participation and raising your pertinent queries and questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Some of the points which we mentioned, we can supplement this detail through our investor department. Thank you.
On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.